I am joined by a very exciting guest who I am absolutely delighted to be talking with. Double Paralympian, gold medalist and Dancing on Ice 2020 contestant, Libby Clegg, MBE. Thank you for joining me on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So we are going to catch up today about how you have been finding your Dancing on Ice 2020 experience.
To be honest, it's such an incredible experience. I'm enjoying every minute of it. It's definitely a lot harder than I anticipated initially, but I'm really enjoying challenging myself and learning a new skill and meeting lots of new people.
And what would you say are both the difficulties and the advantages of being registered blind when taking on the challenge of Dancing on Ice?
I think for anyone, whether you're sighted or not, it would be challenging, especially if you've not ice skated before. I really enjoy challenging myself and breaking down barriers, and I try not to put like a cap on my abilities. I always try and try stuff that I wouldn't necessarily normally do. So for me, it's like this is such a huge challenge. It's really difficult initially, I'd say, getting your balance on the ice, because I think it is quite a visual thing. I struggle with the contrast of like the white of the ice and then like whatever's around, really, whether it's in the studio, it's really dark, or whether I'm in the actual training rink where I've got lots of other people around and you've got barriers and things up. For me, that it can be quite disorientating.
So how do you get to the point where you're able to trust someone on the ice like Mark, or when you have a guide runner?
On the ice, to be honest, I've actually just trusted him from the get-go because I knew that I had to throw myself into it. You know, he's got my best interest at heart as well. He doesn't want me to fall over or hurt myself or anything. Especially when we're doing the lifts, I've just got to trust that he knows exactly what he's doing. And we've been using this technique, which I think he actually uses for some of his sighted athletes. It's like a number system, because a lot of people have been wondering how my skating's got so much better, considering I can't actually see and I'm not sure what positions I'm in. So like a number one, for example, is kind of like a first position in ballet. And then like a number two is like a normal forward stroking sort of technique. And then there's different numbers that goes up to five, make up different strokes that we do actually on the ice. So if I'm doing like a forward crossover, it's like a two and a three. So he'll call out numbers to me, not necessarily when we're going through the routine on the show live, but when we're in training. So I know whether I'm in the right position or not. And that's how I've been actually learning. But also he makes like silly little noises as well. Like we've just like if he'll make like a dink, he'll go dink dink, and I know that that means that we're supposed to do something with my hand, or I'm supposed to do a specific step with my foot, and we just sort of make it up as we go along, really.
You're taking so well to the ice and you're very graceful. I'm wondering, have you have any experience of ice skating before taking on Dancing on Ice?
The only experience I have had of ice skating was, I think, at my sister's birthday. I think I must have been about 13 and I was just sort of messing around. I've not skated before, so it's been a whole new experience for me too.
As a Paralympian, you obviously have great dedication to your training routine. Tell me, how do you balance your training for Dancing on Ice alongside preparing for the upcoming Tokyo Paralympics?
I'm still doing my athletics training. I've cut down a couple of days a week, just to make sure that I don't overtrain, because obviously I'm skating now as well, so I'm sort of just balancing everything, so I'm not doing too much ice skating, I'm not doing too much track work, and it's sort of complementing one another rather than just trying to do all the training for both all the time. So it's been tricky to handle, but my coach has been really supportive, and you know, he's encouraging me to make the most of the opportunity.
So do you get a chance to do like a dress rehearsal on the day?
Yeah,
or?
So we get to do a dress rehearsal on the day before. So with the costumes, we have to go through our routine in our costumes on the Saturday just to make sure that if we're doing any lifts, there's no extra material getting in the way, just in case you have to change a little bit of your routine or that kind of thing. So it's really important that you do the costume rehearsals, just because obviously you need to feel comfortable in it.
How have you found the experience of, you know, the getting the makeup done and the costumes and things like that?
It definitely, I think it sounds a lot more glamorous than it actually is. On a Saturday, it takes probably around 3 hours to get my hair and makeup done. That doesn't include all the touch-ups and things that they do. And I'm going to be honest, I'm pretty sure the entire production and cast have seen me at least in my pants at some point. You just have to have no shame in in your body image. You have to do quick changes and just have to get used to people poking and prodding you and things.
You are one of the public's favourite contestants. So how have you found the public support?
Do you know, the public have been really supportive and I've had nothing but kind comments from everyone, to be honest. And, you know, I think, I kind of just feel like I'm just being myself, really. And it's just nice to know that people are accepting me for me. You know, I'm not pretending to be anybody else. And I'm not very good at the whole showbiz side of things. So, you know, it's just really nice that everyone's had such a sort of warm welcome to me, really. And the support's just been incredible.
This experience on the telly, obviously, it's a different side of yourself that you're displaying to the public. Do you think that going on this has been good for your confidence?
Yeah, this has been such an incredible experience for me. It's completely taken me out of my comfort zone. So I'm awful at the whole one-liners and the performance side of things. That's something that, in my athletic sporting world, we don't do any of at all. So it's been completely different for me. And I've just got to meet people that I'd never normally meet. And, you know, the cast, I can't describe how helpful they've been. Everyone has been so lovely and kind to me. And honestly, I would never have imagined people that have never really been around blind people before to be so helpful and just understanding. It's been amazing.